We read in Philippians 4 verse 7 that we will be given the gift of the peace which surpasses all understanding. During times like this that feel tumultuous and uncertain, this promise of peace can feel incredibly elusive, almost non-existent, when we're caught up in stress, anxiety, uncertainty. But with a deepening of my own prayer journey over the past few years, I've discovered that this peace is possible and is always available for me to access. So I want to share this wonderful possibility with you today. Now, I want to start off with using an analogy that I've found really helpful in getting a sense of my life from a spiritual perspective, and I've shared this with retreatants on various retreats that I've run. We can think of our lives as an ocean with boats that float on the surface, and most of the time our attention is on these boats. And in fact, for most people, this is the only level of our lives that we know about. And these boats are very busy and hectic. Some involve noisy interactions, others are like stressful business meetings or family arguments. We jump around in our minds from thought to thought, like jumping from boat to boat, getting embroiled in whatever that boat happens to be about at the time. And sometimes it feels like our boats are threatened by turbulent waves, and we desperately try to keep them afloat. And most of us live our entire lives on these boats. The problem is that the stuff in the boats feels very urgent, noisy, demanding, stressful. So we think that this is all there is to our lives. And the second and worst problem is that a lot of what happens in the boats actually only goes on in our heads. And many of the boats actually don't exist or aren't as threatening as we imagine them to be. But we're caught up in being really convinced about their reality. We create an elaborate, what some people call virtual reality, with our incessant thought and emotional patterns that feed each other, drag us from here to there, and mostly we're helplessly at their mercy. But what I've found is that there is another deeper level to us, which is like the deep, calm water beneath the boats. Here it is quiet and still, and we can still be aware of the boats floating above us, but we are freed from the incessant tug and clutter that goes on in them. Some spiritual teachers call this the space of awareness or consciousness, because we're noticing our mind's activity from a different space, a space that is free of its grip. And in Christian terms, this is the space where we begin to discover that we are held in God, like a fish that is held in the ocean. This is described in Acts 17 verse 28 as, in God we live and move and have our being. When we allow attention to let go of the noise of the boats and move into this deeper space, however briefly we taste it, we begin to realize that the boats of our imagined fears, anxieties, and stresses don't actually have a hold on us. That we can always move into this quiet place where we are free from the power of those thoughts and emotions. And this is a very real experience that we can enter into. The more one experiences this deeper space beneath thoughts, the more you discover a sense of well-being that is independent of whatever circumstances you happen to find yourself in. This is the depth dimension of our lives, and it is an immensely rich and life-giving place to live from, since it allows us to find an inner peace and stability, anchored in God, held in God, no matter what is happening on the surface. From this space, we can make much wiser, clearer choices, as we are making them from a much less reactive, tight place in us, less driven by our knee-jerk patterns and defensiveness and fears, and we are starting to operate from a much more spacious and free place. In moving into these quiet depths, we've let go of our small reactive self, and this frees us to live in a much more generous way. Because in the open expanse of this ocean of God, our own hearts are gradually melted and opened more and more. And from this spaciousness of heart, what some people call heartfulness, and from a spaciousness of mind, as we've let go of the tight confines that we've been running around in circles in, we can start to hold not only our own interests, but those of others as well in our hearts and minds, and start to find a much more expansive and caring and communal way of living. James Finlay asks a really important question, which I think one can sit and allow it to move around in you for a while. He says, why do I spend so many of my waking hours living on the outer circumference of the inner richness of my life? And this is the invitation of a contemplative prayer journey, to practice letting go of the mind chatter that keeps us stuck at the surface level, on the outer circumference of our lives, so that we can move more and more deeply into the calm, peaceful, generous, and spacious ocean of God's loving presence. This presence is within us and around us, as close and available to us as the air that we breathe, as intimate and faithful as the beating of our own hearts. This presence is never not holding us with tenderness and reassurance, if we allow ourselves to become quiet enough so that we can know what the psalmist meant by be still and know that I am God. Then we can start to attune to this reality of being held in God that's never not there, but it's often we who's not there, we not here. We're everywhere but in this place of being held. So why don't we know this peace of this holding embrace of God? And it's because we've allowed ourselves to become trapped by the noise of our minds and emotions. So we have to practice this over and over, this gently letting go of these looping thoughts, the places that we get stuck in that we so quickly believe is the reality, to gently let go so that we can open to these quiet, gentle depths. The more we practice this, the more we can become attuned to this place. Here, the presence of God is not so much felt as an obvious emotional connection, like that kind of heart-soaring sense of, yeah, I'm connected with God. Because that can just fill our heads with more noise and chatter. Because when that emotion passes and we don't feel it anymore, we wonder what we did wrong to lose it or how we can get it back. God's presence is never absent. That is what God meant in the response to Moses saying, I am that I am. God is the always present one. We are the ones who have to learn to attune to that presence. And we do this through learning to let go of the noisy chatter, becoming quiet and attentive. And the more we do this, the more we find ourselves held in a peace that surpasses understanding. It is deeper and wider and more expansive than our minds. And no matter what happens to the boats on the surface, we start to know that nothing can shake our belonging in this ocean of God's love. There are a few practices that we can try in learning to let go of the noisy chatter of our minds. Sitting or walking quietly, and if possible in nature or just somewhere where we can be alone and quiet, paying attention to our senses and to the beauty of the sky. This might not be possible for all of us in this time of lockdown, but it is one way that we can start to become quiet and freed from our mind boats. Another way is to do gentle yoga or mindful movement, any kind of gentle movements, but that we bring our attention and awareness into our bodies as we move. As soon as we're aware of our bodies, that brings us out of this world of the mind and returns us to being present here, now, and therefore free. We can also do our daily chores and activities more slowly and mindfully, like mindful hand washing. If we have to take 20 seconds over washing our hands, let's really enjoy that. Feel the feel of the water on your hands, the soap as you rub it into all the places that were wrists as well, between your fingers, but really feel the sensation of washing your hands, and that also draws you into the present and frees you from all that stuff. Or washing the dishes is another lovely one that I've started really enjoying washing the dishes, because it is an opportunity to pay attention to my senses, the feel of the water, the clanking of the dishes. It's a wonderful opportunity to practice presence and return to here and now. A regular practice of meditation or quiet prayer is very important in learning to tune into these quiet depths. The more I've practiced centering prayer, which is my chosen form of quiet prayer, the more I've come to know this tender holding presence of God as an abiding reality. And I've discovered that I'm able to access this peace that surpasses understanding any time. I discover that it's there, underlying everything. What a gift. I'm so grateful. You can move on to look at a talk specifically about centering prayer by following the link underneath this video. But in the next video clip, I'm going to take us just through a short guided meditation of moving from the clutter of our head noise into the quiet gatheredness of this ocean.